Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was, Mr. Scott Whitney.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Living in Las Vegas Extravaganza International version here on the Vegas Video Network. Oh, you're very kind. International version because we have people from the Europe here. I don't want to brag. This has been a fascinating opening, by the way. We spent the whole time debating. Well, first of all, we learned that dogs can get cancer in their eye. That's what you want to hear.
Melanoma.
Oh, isn't that a fun start?
Who knew? I didn't know you could get melanoma in your eyeball.
So she's telling this to everybody, especially a dog.
I didn't know dogs could get melanoma.
Right, she's like, can I tell you something that's kind of weird? I said, no, we're just getting ready to start. She goes, well, there's this guy. I said, what? No, I said, no. There's this guy named Sean. I don't want to know. And he has a dog. And his eye popped out. And they had to sew it up. But they put a fake eye in. And the other eye has cancer. And it's got melanoma.
No!
And you know, I'm like, God damn it. We're about 5 minutes from starting the show.
You're making stuff up.
No, it was like we had Frankendog over here, man. it was Frankenweenie. You know why nobody watched Frankenweenie, the movie? Because it was about a dead dog.
There's a movie called Frankenweenie.
Yeah, and it was about a dog that came back to life, like Frankenstein. And the studio's like, I can't figure out why nobody wants to watch this movie. I know why. Because who are you going to go to? Kids. Do kids want to hear about a dog that just died? No. Does Scott want to hear about a dog that has cancer in one eye and can't see out of the other?
No, he has cancer in one eye, and the other eye is good.
But he's a bumper dog.
No, what? He has one good eye. He has one good eye.
No. We're going to do a show called How to Find the Blind Dog Alive. It's going to be great. And you're going to host it. Anyways, I am your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa. Good to see you. I can't see you. I've got
you
no one
know
on
if
one
that
eye.
Means hello. You don't even know.
And what?
You don't even know if that means hello.
Konnichiwa means hello. Jackie has told us that.
You
Jackie
sure?
knows. Oh, Jackie knows everything.
Well, she does. She does.
Okay,
true.
And I'm joined by my naughty jelly sweet, the bringer of happy stories. It's Melissa Whitney. Big hand, everybody. Also, of course, want to say thanks to our sponsor, LASIK of Nevada. Good people over there at LASIKofNV.com. Go check them out. Dr. Rothman's a good man.
I bet he knew.
Well, I'm sure he knows that. he probably tells the story right before a procedure. Hey, guys, good thing that you're not a schnauzer with one blind eye and can't see out of the other. That's great.
What are you talking about? He has one good eye.
Doesn't matter. He still has
an eye, and it works.
On today's show, what are we going to do? First of all, a secret bar. I found a secret bar. A secret bar.
Are you sure you want to tell everybody?
Yeah.
But if you don't tell everybody, then you get to keep it.
Oh, but still, I want to tell you. It's pretty cool. A secret bar, with no name on the door. Ooh. So we're going to expose that.
You liked that, didn't you? Did you know when you went there that it didn't have a name?
Yeah, and the only reason why I knew it didn't have a name on the front is because the person who I met there told me. There's no name on the front. And he gave me how I would know.
Did you have to have a secret knock?
No.
Secret handshake?
Nope. But
did
let
you
me
have
go,
a tip?
Can I go ahead and figure out my T's here? Because you're screwing up there. Maybe you could tell us another happy story about a baby that died. We got a secret bar with no name on the door. What? That's awesome. Then we ask the question, is it okay to laugh at a stripper while she's on stage?
What are you talking?
Question, right?
What are you talking about?
And I still have the music in me, which is neat. I feel funky. I feel blue. Gonna tell ya. People are driving, you know, in California right now, listening to us on KSHP. They're like, turning around. Don't want to go to Vegas. Going to Barstow.
Crazy people are there.
Hanging out at Barstow.
If the Whitneys are there, we're going home.
But as always, we want to say hi to our international live studio audience hanging out there. There he is. Good looking man. And, of course, the live chat. Looking good as always. Oh, they're already... Look at... And as I look at the live chat, we already know that the line for the show is 45 minutes and that the live chat is already betting on the line. You people have no heart. No heart at all. All right. And also, of course, I'll say hello to the live chat, who's completely against me, but I'll still say hello to them. I appreciate everything that you've done for us. Okay.
Well, maybe it's you're a proven longer over kind of person. Even though you think you're going to be under, history shows that you're usually over.
Well, you're right. If you were analyzing the show, wait a minute, you're trying to get me to go over again.
No, I'm not.
By having me talk about that?
I'm not. That's Jacob's job.
Well played. Oh, you're sneaky, Jacob. Nicely played with your blue characters on the live chat. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about some groovy stuff. First of all, number one, next Thursday, 2 days from now, FSC Live, Fremont Street Live.
Very
is coming
exciting.
Back on again.
Second show, right?
Yep. We're going to talk about ghost stories.
I love ghosts.
Real ghost stories.
What do you mean, real
there's
ones?
One ghost,
as opposed to fake ghost stories?
Real ghost stories. Like this one ghost who is missing one eye. It's cancer in the other. So, real ghost stories, mobster stories. What, in Vegas? That almost never happens. We're going to have a guest who is a human who I've been told looks like a cartoon. I don't know what that means, actually. I'm a little nervous about that one.
What do you think? Is it a woman?
It's a guy who's opening up a really pretty cool facility down on Fremont East.
What
he's going to be part of Meet the Neighbor. And then we're actually going to have some live music. That's right.
That sounds awesome.
It's going to be a great show. FSC Live, that's on Thursday, 7 o'clock at what time? 7 o'clock at what place? VegasVideoNetwork.com/live.
Yeah. What if people want to come down and watch in person?
Or come on down. We're going to shoot this one at the First Street stage. So come on down. And the first show, we were kind of testing it so we didn't have sound so people could hear the people talking. We're actually going to change that this time. So you're going to be able to
hear. Oh, you're going to have
talking.
The audio?
Yep.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Great.
So we're going to make it even bigger and better. And as in with the last show, if you watch this next show coming up on Thursday, there'll be something for free.
I love free stuff.
Okay, what else? where were you this weekend?
San Antonio.
Right, so I was watching football alone. First of all, I played some Call of Duty.
Oh. Yeah, you did. You wrote me, you're like, playing COD. And I'm like,
that's
COD.
Duty,
I'm like, what is COD? But I don't play computer games, right? So I'm like, what is COD? Do you mean to type something else? I'm like,
I was
COD?
Playing with cod. I was playing with some fish.
What's that mean? Yeah.
Right. Playing with some salmon. Now I'm playing with cod. No. Playing with Call of Duty. Then I decided I need to get my football in me. So I'm like watching some football. And the Dallas Cowboys, who's a big fan of the Dallas Cowboys here, Jacob.
Right.
And so I'm watching the game. I'm just sitting here.
In your throne.
This is on Sunday, so I was out Saturday. We'll talk about that. So I was just kind of chilling out a little bit. Don't worry about that. I'll get back up in a minute. We're chilling out for a while, and then this shot comes up on screen, and I literally almost spit out my flavor-infused water. Let's see that graphic there, Tara, who's also running the truck. Yeah.
Whoa.
That's it.
Oh, no.
You know, some things you can't unsee.
Did that happen during the Dallas game?
That was a live shot that happened in the game.
Did you freeze it? Did you pause it? Did you,
yes.
How did you get that?
Well, I rewinded it on the DVR.
Whoa.
And shot it and then put it up on Facebook.
Oh, that poor guy. I feel bad for him.
I was surprised nobody mentioned it on the show. But, of course, because I'm a child, I was like, I see his butt. Took his picture and put it up on the Facebook.
Wow. Right. Was that a Dallas Cowboy player?
Jacob? See that?
Yes.
Oh, maybe he's lost some weight lately and his pants were loose.
That's a positive.
Right? That could be. He's lost.
They wear belts, right?
Is he a big guy? I mean, I guess he's a football
he's a
player,
football
so
player.
He's probably a big guy.
He was a running
But they have
back,
little football guy. Players and big ones.
No, he was a big one. He was not a pocket
He's a defense
player.
Guy.
I don't know. He was a big guy. Actually, he was running. He was probably a... Do you know? Do you recognize his butt, Jacob?
No.
Okay.
It didn't. But did he had a number?
The ball, He's
was
running the ball. He's an offensive player.
Let's see the.
He was 27.
The photo again.
I don't know. I don't remember the number.
Let's see the photo again. Let's see the photo again.
Yeah,
let's go.
Let's see it.
27. Who's number 27 for the Dallas Cowboys? Whoever it is, that's his ass.
Wouldn't it be funny if he had like a girly tattoo on there?
Wouldn't it be funny if he was wearing like a thong?
Oh, like in Bull Durham?
Yeah, or we actually had a guest here once in the studio. He will remain unnamed.
He had a thong?
And he got in some position here, and we saw that he was wearing a thong, a G-string.
You have not told me this story.
No, it was true.
But let's have a chat about that when we get home.
Well, this guy
can't say that and not tell me.
It was right? Hysterical. It was a fascinating guest anyways. But yeah, he did something, he bent over and we were all like, whoa.
Wait, did you actually go, whoa?
Those of us who saw it when no, it wasn't on, you couldn't see it on screen.
No, but you saw it. Were you like, hey?
No, I was like, I can't wait to tell that story. That's an awesome play.
But you've never told me.
Well, sometimes I don't.
You keep secrets.
I'm an enigma.
Yeah, you sure are.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So anyways, congratulations to number 27, who is for the Dallas Cowboys.
Maybe he's going to get, like, best NFL butt.
Oh, God, that would be good.
You could make your own certificate and mail it to him.
You get, like, a slap of ham as a
rump roast.
As a trophy. Here you go. Here's your slap of ham. All right. All right, let's talk about the secret bar. All right, this is so cool. So Friday night, I met with Jeff, and he's like, let's talk about this. Let's just hang out and just bullshit. Oh, damn it! Whatever that number is, please get that word to go away in the audio.
See, he's such a cusser.
Damn it. All right, so anyways, he's like, all right, we're going to go to this place called, here's what it's called. Ready? It's called... The Lady Sylvia Bar. There it is. That's their website. I'm not sure what the website is, but it's ladysylviaprobably.com or something like that. Now, what's interesting about this, this is in downtown, you know, part of the Resurrection, if you will. It's in a place called the Soho Loft. It's on 900 Las Vegas Boulevard South. What's that? Yeah. I just want to show the door in a second. So 900 Las Vegas South. It's right where Hoover, and so there's the Newport Lofts are on Hoover. We looked at those, mm-hmm. right? And 4th Street. So there's 4th Street, Hoover, Las Vegas Boulevard. It's right in that little center there. So the Soho Lofts have been there. They're one of the original lofts. They've been there for as long.
They're sold out, right? Fully.
I think so. They've actually. Well, it's funny. The guy who I heard the story about it. The guy who built it, young guy, 27 years old, built it. Everybody's like, "You're out of your freaking mind, pal. Ain't gonna work, right?" And then Soho Loft and Ogden happened. Yeah, I'm assuming so. Or he could be a puppy mill.
No, I'm just saying there's a pretty famous, very very young real estate developer in town. Mm. And I think he's in his early 20s.
What's his name? He's late 20s. You know.
But at that time, he would have been in his mid-20s.
He was in 27 when he did it. Anyway, so
Christopher?
Oh, gosh. Christopher what?
I don't know.
Cross? Save me. Takes me away from where I want. Turn it back to California. All right. So he built the Soho Lofts, and a bunch of other people built lofts, and people were telling him, you're out of your mind. It's never going to happen. Come to find out, it kind of worked out for him.
Yeah, so, he was early in the game.
This bar, the Lady Sylvia, is, like I said, Soho Lofts, and there is no marking on it. So it's kind of like a secret handshake place. And I love secret handshake places. It's really cool. So you park on the street, Hoover, or like in a little dirt parking lot across the street. Right?
Classy, keeping it classy.
Keeping it classy.
Do they not have a parking lot associated with the condos?
Well, I don't know if they do or not. I didn't get to go into the condos. Okay. I know somebody who lives in the condos.
No, I'm just saying they didn't have, for visitors.
No. Well, I don't really know. We didn't go towards the, I didn't try to seek out the condo
right.
vibe. I sought out the bar vibe.
Right.
So as I was driving there, Jeff was like, okay, now it's completely hidden. You're not going to be able to find it. I'm like, well, what is it? What good is that? It's like, what's that? The movie with the vampires, True Blood. They've got the hidden place where all the fairies go. So look, if this is a fairy place, I can't get in. I don't have the fairy juice.
You don't have fairy blood.
I don't have fairy blood. Help me out, man. What's going to happen? No, no, no. It's not quite like that, Scott. Well, fair enough. Then tell me how to get there. So he said, you know, park it there, park on the street, or park over there. Okay, now, what happens? It's a green door. Now,
not that green door.
My first thought, I'm like, okay, Jeff's taking me to a new place downtown. I don't have to go on East Sahara to go to the green door and see people flying around having sex. I can go downtown. So, no, that wasn't what it was. And I'm like, come on, Jeff.
Were you disappointed a little bit?
I wanted to see
and
a little
and I
porn.
Was out of town, so
right, because I'm allowed to have porn.
You
said I could do that then. Wait, that's not you. You never told me that, did you?
Nope. Okay, let's go on.
Okay, so he's like, green door, and then on the top of the door it says 150. It has the address.
150.
150.
Do you access the 150 door, is it on the outside of the building?
As opposed to, yes, it's on the inside.
To like, well, having to go into the inside of the condo, like lobby area.
I'm going to show you exactly where it is. Now, okay. We're going to use a little Google Maps here because we have that technology. Watch this. Boing! Well, that's an odd-looking Google map. There it is. Now, so that map is from 2009, which means it's completely useless. God bless Google. Come on, man. You guys are you're still in my Wi-Fi. The least you can do is update your frickin' maps. But if you look on the right side of that, you'll see where it says R-A-R. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, that's good, Jacob. Right there. Oh, right there. So that door is now. Oh, Jacob. Nice.
Ooh, getting fancy.
Get it, brother. So what?
But
so that door is no longer like that.
Oh.
It's solid. It's a solid wood door.
Oh.
And above it, it's green. And above it, it says 150.
Why did they change it, I wonder?
Oh, I don't know. But as you kind of saw there, there's like this art thing on the side. And that art thing is still there. There is still some art display-y kind of stuff. Okay, so you go in the door, little hallway, and then boop, you're into this Lady Sylvia bar. And it's very, you know, it's that kind of, well, it's what I like. It's the dark. It's really set up kind of like a library. So there's books all over the place. So we got there at the bar. We're at the far end of the bar. And we'll show some photos in a minute. I'm going to tell you the thing I didn't like in the beginning, and then we'll tell you what I liked. So in the beginning, everybody raved about the place who you know brought me there. The service was a little slow at the bar. So they had one guy doing the drinks. And you could tell he was kind of like a mixologist kind of cat, you know. You know, the guys who make the drinks and they mash and they're mash and so it was one of those guys.
Yeah. Right?
So things did take a little long,
did you get a spectacular drink?
I had a Captain and Diet.
Oh.
So I'm like, you know, I didn't think I was going to get a drink. So I'm like, but Captain and Diet. Oh, actually, they didn't have Captain. They didn't have Captain. They didn't have Sailor Jerry. So I ordered different spice rum that was actually very good, and I forgot it, and it was good.
Do they use higher, you know, more like more premium brands?
I think they probably do.
Is that
they probably do?
Did they have any of those Prohibition era drinks like Moscow Mule
I didn't see Moscow Mule. They did have a drink menu. I didn't see Moscow Mule. I didn't see it laid out like that. I don't think they were playing that thing like over at. What's it called? Something in Rye or whatever it was called?
Urban Rye.
So, as we got there and we were sitting at the far end of the bar, and it took a while for us to get our drinks, to the point where it became a part of the conversation. You know, and they had the bartender, and then they had a bar back, and the bar back looked like the bartender. I'm like, hey man, how about a drink? You know, and he's like, well, I can't do that. It's the other guy. I'm like, oh, okay. And so it was a little uncool. The owner, who knows the people I was with, were kind of there, and we didn't really tell him anything, but. So that could have been better, but then it got much better. But first, a live chat question. Jacob.
Jackie said that she wants you to hush on dissing on the Goog.
On the what?
On Google.
The Goog.
On the Google. Oh, jeez.
There you go.
What did I say about? Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Jackie said back it up.
Back it up.
Back
so
it up,
Jackie
buddy.
Works at the Google. And let's just say that Google is great, but they're not that great, you know. They make mistakes. They make mistakes.
They are, but
right.
From an innovation standpoint, they're pretty spectacular.
Well, they're pretty good. But every time they drive by, I feel like I'm getting an anal probe. So I feel like they're looking into my heart.
Have you ever seen them?
That little car with the thing on it? Yeah, I have.
Oh.
Yeah. And what would you think I did when they drove by? I'm like, hey, hey.
Did you
put up a sign, Vegas Video Network. Vegas Video Network. Come on. Come on over here. I'm over Vegas Video Network. it. Come on.
Did you really? Did you really start waving and getting impressed?
It's hard to say what I do.
I could see you.
Jackie
that.
Thinks that I might have mooned him. Hey!
That would have been so funny.
How about
funny.
Updating your maps from 2009?
Like number 27.
It's freaking 3 years old, for God's sake. Everything's changing.
Can you imagine how much time it would take them to just drive around once a year?
They just put the moon up. Nice. Nicely done. All right, back to it. Okay, so we eventually got our drinks. You know, the drinks were fun. It was a reasonable pour for the wine. You know, Jeff and his girlfriend had some wine, and I had my Sailor Jerry spicy rum. It was good. I liked it.
Okay.
Then we decided to listen to the music. They had live music. As a matter of fact,
I met
Jeff.
Live music there?
Yeah, I met Jeff outside. He was out smoking a cigarette, and we were just kind of hanging out before we went in. And this guy comes, or this girl walks in with this, you know, the big stand-up bass, walks in by us. Then a guy comes up with what looks like a guitar, and we started chit-chatting. He goes, oh, yeah, where is the live music? I'm like, oh, I love live music. How great was that? Okay.
So that's really super cool.
It's really cool. Well, they do live jazz there every Friday night.
I love that.
Every Friday night from, I think, it's 6 to 9, which is great. It's great. Now, these guys actually weren't jazz. It was more bluegrassy kind of 30s to 40s era.
I would like that.
Which
though.
I liked it a lot. It was really good. So we eventually went into the place.
Is that a separate room? Like,
well,
does
no,
this place
it was
have multiple rooms?
So let's take some pictures here. We'll show some pictures here of what it looked like. This is courtesy of the good people at the Ladies' Summit. So this is a shot from where basically the stage is. It's a small little stage.
Is that a real picture?
Yeah, it's a real picture. I mean, you can tell it's been a little bit enhanced by and all that. But that's, yeah. So that's from the stage, a little small music stage, looking towards the bar. So you can see it's got that library-esque kind of vibe to it, right?
Yeah, it's cool.
It's very cool. Next picture shows the stage. Now, these folks, I think, play a lot on First Fridays. I've seen a couple First Friday photos in this property, and these guys are playing. So it's a big jazz kind of vibe here. Next photo is the band that I saw. I'm hoping we actually get them on FSC Live. They're fun. I actually asked, so I applauded, you know how I am. When somebody performs, I applaud, and I applaud loud, because I, you know, being a musician is hard work. And they're like, all right, sir. They actually had a game. Their first game was, if anybody applauds, we take a drink. I'm like, that's a great game. I'm in. And then the second part was, do you have a song you want us to play? And I'm like, yeah, play If I Only Had a Brain. Because that was in that era, 20s, 30s, 40s. And he's like, God, that's a great song. And he tried to play it, and he did a pretty good job, but he said, I'll do it next time.
How does that go?
Do 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 do.
Oh, yeah.
Do 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 do. Yeah, I do. Oh, great song. Anyways, so those guys were a lot of fun. And was that the last photo? We got a couple more, right? Let's go look at those real quick. And so there's a lot of people there. Kind of, you know, the photos on their Facebook page focus a lot on a younger crowd. The night we were there, there was a sorority on one side, actually the side that you're seeing there. But on the other side, there were, you know, folks who were, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s. I mean, it was a pretty diverse crowd. So I think depending on the night, you'll get a different kind of crowd. Maybe First Friday is a bit more, you know, hip and mascara and black pants.
I think it looks fantastic.
Yeah. So it's a small, it's not very large. You know, it's not huge. But quaint.
Was it packed? Could you find seating?
When we first walked in, it wasn't that busy. As the night wore on, it got busier and busier. And I would say when I left, and I left kind of early, I probably left at about 8 maybe or so. It was probably 90% packed or filled or whatever. Yeah, it was good. I could see why people kind of dig it. And actually, when we got out to the floor, drinks were much faster. We had a waitress who was right on top of it. Boop, 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 boop. Didn't have to wait for anything. So again, this is called the Lady Sylvia's. It's called the Lady Sylvia.
I'd like to go.
It's
there.
At 900 Las Vegas Boulevard South. You know, right by Hoover and Fourth. You're looking for 400, or I'm sorry, looking for 150 on the door. There is no marking for the actual logo itself. And it was, well, I'll go back again.
But don't Google the green door or you'll end up
right,
at
if you Google the green door. If you'll Google the green door, you'll have a completely different time. It might be good. But it'll be completely different. Okay, was there anything else I wanted to talk about that?
Do they have food?
Oh, yes. Oh, God, look at you. As I walked in, and I didn't have any, actually.
This isn't my first rodeo.
No, it's not. Woo! I know how you like to... I can't really do any of those fun things that I want to do because
you're lovely. You're lovely just the way it is. Yeah, calm it down.
Calm it down. Jacob's telling me to calm it down. All right. But so you walk in there and they had all bunch of appetizers, like tray after tray of appetizers.
Free?
I think so.
Did you eat any?
Hope so. No, I didn't eat any. I'm assuming they're free. And I think a lot of the people there might be in the Soho. They just opened up I think recently they have a grocery store there. It just got vegan. So, you know, I'm a big vegan, right? Because you could tell by this. And by the way, thanks, Tara, for taking that shot when you did that. Right? Tara's training on the TriCaster is over. All right. Take camera one. This is it. Right, okay. So there was a group of people, like, just really jazzed because they had vegan food at the at this little grocery store. Like, yeah.
Is it like grab-and-go food?
No, it's like, you know, it's like one of those little, it actually reminded me of one of those little stores you might see in England. Really teeny, you know, just small. But they had
just,
like,
just
they
a
had,
neighborhood
they had
grocery
like a,
store.
A to, they had like a vegan tofu wall or people, and they're like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm like, oh, my God. Meanwhile, I'm going to have to be a vegan next year. I'll start vegan next week. Well, I'm at Effingham. Yeah, that'll go well. Okay, so there it is. What's it called? The Lady Sylvia. Where are we going to go? 900 Las Vegas Boulevard. What's the number on the door?
Not 900.
900 Las Vegas Boulevard.
Oh, but you look for 150.
150 on the door, and that's what we're going to do. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. You camera switching girl, you. And when we come back, I'll tell you whether it's okay to laugh at a stripper or not. This is the Living in Las Vegas extravaganza on the Vegas Video Network.
3, 2, 1.
Well, I need to come up with something funny to say.
3, 2, 1.
Wow. But the co-host. Really, I have to say watch it. Well,
that's how you do it. You dare
really?
Watch it. There
okay.
you go.
I got it.
We are the Odds Couple.
Hi, my name is Scott Pritchard.
And I am Anthony Padilla.
You're watching the Vegas Video Network.
You are.
You are. We are, too.
Production talk. You know, so here's what's happening right this very moment. I'm having a production talk with Jacob about websites. At the same time, I'm checking the live chat, and I'm getting directorial ideas from Ray and Sally and Jake. Ray's like, Ray's saying, you know, put up a caption for Scott. Scott Whitney, big vegan. Right. Now, I would argue with Ray. Hell, I'd fight him, except for he's 6'20". And he looks like, you know what he looks like? He looks like somebody you would see in a fairy tale. Like he's big and, but then.
Like the king?
He's like a scary guy.
He's not
I told
scary.
You the first time, I'm like, hey, easy there, big fella. And there he is, big vegan. And so.
We just grow tall in the Midwest.
He's got this big, long, gray hair. And he's big, but he's one of those guys, you're like, wait a minute. Let me take out the thing out of your toe. Okay, I took out the slipper, and he's like, okay, let's go have a drink. That's Ray. Ray is the ogre, that is scary, and then you pull out a little thorn.
He is not scary. I have no idea why you feel that.
You pull out the thorn, and then he becomes a lovely guy.
He is always a lovely guy.
There's a live chat question.
He's always lovely.
Jackie wants you to be nice to Ray. Say, be nice to her attorney. So once again, Jackie's saying, back it up.
Be nice to her attorney.
I would say that, first of all, that's not a question. I think we need to have another color. So green is a question. Maybe purple is a comment from the unpleasant live chat people. And Jackie now has said, back it up, Haas. That's great. That's what you want. Hey, by the way, just another shout out to sponsor Bread and Butter. Good old Chris Heron out there. He's got his meat and three going. God bless his little heart.
I want to go back there.
He puts his heart on the freaking out there, man. He's like, his oven failed on Monday. Or he's like, you know,
oh, no.
I think I want to put a bullet in my head. Hey, we found the part. We're having bagels after all. It's pretty fun to watch him. He's down in Hendertucky. It's a long way to go, but go to Hendertucky. Get yourself something to eat. Oh, so here's what you do.
Do you think someone's going to Google Hendrotucky and
what
be like,
gonna do?
Oh, I can't
you're,
find
you're gonna make it. It has to be a day trip because it's so far away. So you'll go down to Hendrotucky.
You don't live in South Reno.
Nobody, yeah. Nobody. Please That's turn off fair. His mic. Please mute his mic.
You can't turn off my mic over here in production.
So you go down to Hendrotucky. You have a little bread and butter in the morning. You hang out. What do you do down in Hendrotucky? Maybe you go down to the M, hang out a little bit there, gamble a little bit. And then for dinner or lunch or dinner. Then you go back to meeting three. You'll say hi to Chris, and you will be satiated.
His food was wonderful. So we definitely need
really
to make
good, it. Really good chicken.
Yeah, yummy. Right? Yeah. And they worked... and I don't even know how many reiterations of their secret recipe they went through.
40.
But they had,
was it
40?
Number.
They kept testing different recipes, trying to find the exact one. So,
right.
I think that's pretty cool.
The problem with having people from England come to the show, we have, people from England right now, is they drink all your booze. I think that's really unfortunate. I mean, you would know that, right, Jacob? You know people from England.
I do know people from England, and they do drink a lot
they
of booze.
They do drink. So they come in here. We had, literally, I had a whole bottle of this gone now because of the England people.
You're such a storyteller.
When was the last time you guys saw Honey Jack in here? Gone. Why? I'm sure some England people came in to clean the place out, doing vacuuming, and they stole my Honey Jack. It's a rough crowd. All right, moving on.
I think since it's winter, actually, we should have wine.
Okay.
We used to drink a lot when we did it out of our house.
By the way, there's an urban directory for Hendrotucky.
Oh, my God.
Jackie, I almost got controversial. I was going to say Jackie became our official researcher. Sally is actually online. I've been interviewed by Sally for 3 hours. Sally, you're still the official researcher if you want to be. Please don't hurt me. Please. Jacob?
Now you know why I cry in my sleep.
Oh, no.
That's why Jacob and I cuddle.
Sally is lovely.
I cuddle. It's okay, Jacob.
I tap
him. Try to burp. That's where all the, I'm like, burp, 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 burp. Blue means to end the segment, Jacob. Blue light means end the segment. Why are you putting up a blue light? Are you
because,
trying to
because we don't have purple. Okay. I got blue, I got green, I got red.
You've got 1,000 colors
white?
On that.
How about white?
Yes.
How
white.
About white then? How
you've
about,
got you know, that? Purple. All that's right. Purple.
Well, there's a comment.
Inside scoop on how the Vegas Video Network worked. Purple's
there's
perfect.
A comment.
Comment.
Good Lord,
let's
comment.
Go.
You're gonna be over.
All right.
Jackie said Sally will cut you. So don't mess with Sally.
Sally will cut me. She will.
She's little but mighty.
Right, she's one of those, she's like a ninja in that. You look at her and go, oh, she's not going to do really much. Oh! And you're dead.
I wouldn't mess with Sally.
I wouldn't mess with her.
She's scrappy.
Well, Sally just wrote, I'll whoop him.
Oh, I think you have to say whoop.
Whoop.
Not, how do you
say
it in whoop.
English? Say whoop in English accent.
Whoop.
Whoop. I'll whoop him. Hello, I whoop him. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim.
She will get you.
Hey, maybe we can get to this freaking. God dang
yeah,
it.
You're gonna be over.
Over.
Let's go on to the next segment.
9 minutes. I got 9 minutes to do this. All right. So, look at this. This is getting totally afar. Yes, it is afar. Sally gets 3-1. Oh, look at these people who are voting against me. Sally for the win. I used to really like doing this show because I would get a lot of love from the chat. The chat doesn't love me. They love you. That feels good, huh?
I love them.
You're making your squeaky sound. Do people know about your squeaky sound?
I don't know.
Melissa makes a sound, and she doesn't know she makes it.
No.
She's like a squeaky toy. That doesn't know she's a squeaky toy.
No, I don't know that I do this sound, but...
She just goes, eep. Sometimes I'm like, did you hear it? It's like, no, didn't really hear it. No. And she, I might occasionally stumble on something funny, and she'll go, eep. I'm like, did you hear that? She's like, no. Didn't hear it. I'm like, okay, great. Good to be aware. All right, so here we go. This weekend, I was,
Are we finally going to talk
single
about the strippers?
Single and mingling.
No, you're not single.
I mean, I was single because you were not.
Oh,
you were,
no.
I was single. I was alone. I was alone and sad.
You can say alone.
Playing
you're not single.
Playing Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
With the Palms. Oh, the Palms. Palms, first of all, the Palms is rebuilding all kinds of stuff. You get
really?
In there, yeah, there's freaking construction going on all over the place.
Somebody has more ownership now, right? The banker or somebody. So what's going on? Why was that funny?
No, I was drinking my drink, listening to you talk. I looked down. I can't see now because I've got spots all over my eyes. I see Ray. Ray writes, alone and sad. Yep, it's a great crab.
Aww.
I'm not pulling the thorn out of your foot anymore, Ray, you big mean ogre guy. Okay, so I was at the Palms. Oh, that's better. And first thing you notice is the open entrance. It's all blocked off, being rebuilt, and there's center bar, which is called the Island Bar, is all blocked off, and all kinds of crazy. Like, wow, what's going on? Okay, so first thing, checking in on Foursquare. It says, hey, if you check in on Foursquare, you get 2-for-1 drinks at the Island Bar. I'm like, awesome. I go up to the, the concierge. I'm like, hey, where's the Island Bar? Oh, it's that one with all the freaking, getting rebuilt stuff.
Under construction.
I'm like, well, that seems kind of lame. And they're like, don't worry about it, sir. Here's a couple of these 2-for-1 tickets we just happen to have right there. Boom. I'm like, yeah, what? Come on. That worked the first time. The second time we tried to do that, it took me 20, probably 10 minutes to convince them to give me my 2-for-1 tickets. A lot of work. So at Palms, come on, just give us the ticket. Just give us the tickets. All right. Now, so I'm there. I'm waiting. Why? Strip comedy. What are the two things I like more than anything?
Now, what I think is interesting
wait, wait,
is...
Wait. What are the two things I like more than anything? You and the dogs. Other than that, strip comedy is pretty good.
I just want to make a note that you told me you were going to a comedy show.
Right, I did.
Not a strip comedy
show. It's a minor part of it. It really wasn't a big part of it.
No, I mean, honestly, you never told me.
Well, because I didn't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, this is an uncomfortable show. This is an uncomfortable show.
All right. I'm going to go to watch dancers.
Ray says, Scooby says, ruh-roh. No. So, go ahead and go see the dancers. I saw Magic Mike. You're not missing. I mean, I got the Magic Mike. Don't let this fool you. Because I can still move like Magic Mike.
Like Jagger.
I'm just telling you. I can move. I can move like Jagger. Right. How that goes? Probably not.
But
I can pull out my sound hound. I can move like Jagger. No response. Well, there you go. All right. So what do we do? Strip comedy at Palms, produced by Anthony Cools. Who's Anthony Cools? You had a little something with Anthony Cools. He was our first guest on Talk Tales. Melissa hasn't been to any show that we've ever done by anybody except for the first show we did on Talk Tales because you're enamored by him. So he came in. You two were Flirty McFlirtison.
I came because it was your first show.
Or you were Flirty McFlirtison because you had because you had Anthony Cools there. You were lobbying. Lobba, lobba, lobba. Mm-hmm.
No.
It's true. Anyways, so he's producing. He's got a bar over at the Plaza, and he's done other shows, and now he's done this thing called strip comedy. The premise is this. So it's improv. Do you remember comedy sports when we lived in California?
Yes.
And what was that? Okay. Well played.
I'm not sure I ever went.
You went to comedy sports with me. Oh, sure.
Was it just a regular comedy club?
Nope. Not even close.
Sure it was me?
Nope.
Yeah.
I think it was you. I wouldn't go. I wouldn't take anybody else. So you're my favorite. So it's
that's good.
It's competitive improv. So two teams of three, team one, team two. And they do an improv thing, and then the other team does an improv thing. Sometimes it's the same. Sometimes it's different. And then the audience votes, okay? And the twist for this, and I will show you the one picture I do have of this. This is the stage of the comedy or the strip comedy place. Classy, really. It's a bunch of girls sitting on what appears to be toilets.
Mm-hmm. Very
with
classy.
I actually thought it was kind of fun. So I went there with Dave and Alicia. Of Pup Crawl Fan. And we actually had a pretty damn good time. So what happens is you've got team one over here and team two, and then you've got two stripper girl or girls, strippers, who are all dressed, you know, dressed in like a, what are those things called that are the things all over?
Dress?
Bustier thing. At the start, they start dressed, and then they get undressed.
Okay.
Now, I'm pretty sure, just to premise this out, that they said it would be eventually nude. I just want to put that out there. Okay.
So, no, pretty sure we did not have this conversation.
No, I was surprised by it when I read that. Okay. So, you know, an MC comes out, warms up the crowd, did a nice job there, and then the competition begins. Now, the premise of this is that two teams, they compete, and then after every round, the audience votes on them. And then whoever wins the round, that girl takes something off.
If you win,
oh, you
the
take
girl.
Something off,
okay.
Right? So the I have to think about how to position this. Got it. Okay, so Dave and I were there, along with Alicia, and there were two girls, both very pretty. But one girl was a bit more endowed than the other. Let's just say that.
Okay.
As a result, we always voted for that. Probably not fair. But I wanted her to be less clothed.
To win.
I wanted her to win. God, that was good, honey. I wanted her to win. So, first thing goes on, and I think it was the other girl, and they took off her bustier, and she was wearing a bra, and she's still wearing her, you know, shorts or whatever, panties or whatever it is. Okay. And then the next time, wait a minute, there's a comment from the live chat. This should be great. What is it? Who's it from? Let's talk about
Ray
it.
Said Ray. On how to position it, he said, bad choice of words.
How? You know what?
How to position it.
Oh. No one really wants a lawyer watching your show, and I got one. Isn't that fun? That's great. I love him because I took his thorn out of his foot, and he loves me now. He hugs me. We love you. I'm going to hug him and squeeze him.
You say that, I can't ever imagine Ray being grumpy.
He's giant.
That doesn't mean he's grumpy.
Giant people are always grumpy. That's not true. Okay, so what happens with the comedy? Is it great? So Comedy Sports that we saw in San Jose, and it's actually a franchise. We're all over the place. I thought the overall quality of the comedy was overall better at this Comedy Sports thing that we saw in San Jose. However... here, for the strip comedy, there were some really funny things. We had a really good time. It's, you know, there's interaction. You get to yell out stuff.
Was it full in there? And how long have they been doing this?
I think this might be the second week. This is brand new.
So just so it's not caught on yet.
It's brand new. I'm not sure if it's on the, I think it might be on, it is. It's on House Seats. So if you are a local here and are paying attention, you should, first of all, you should go. It's pretty funny. All right, it is funny.
And it's fun.
But it's very much like improv. So, you know, if you get crap stuff, it's hard to be funny on that. And they did a lot of the standard improv stuff, like they tell a story, but before the story, they ask you to list out a bunch of names and ideas and stuff. That's right. What I was talking about, by the way.
That was not.
Yes, it was.
No,
list of ideas and stuff.
Yes,
it was. And you would write them down. They put them on the ground. They would say, and I'm talking this, and when Jesus talked to me, he said, and he would pick up something that somebody said and say, almost something always profane. It was a pretty profane show, which is, I hate that. Terrible stuff. I love it. All right, so, and it went on and on, and then eventually, so, the strippity, strippily, strippily stuff, and then it got, so, our girl had her top on, and the other girl had taken off all the stuff, and then
so she's completely naked.
Well, here's where it went really wrong. No, they had pasties on.
Sure.
No, not sure. I thought they said completely nude or topless.
I'm pretty sure you can use your imagination.
Well, I'm not very good at that imagination thing. Oh, by the way, the over has been won. Okay. There you go. I got people yelling in the live chat, over! So fun. Anyway, so but what's nice about it is, at the end, somebody kind of wins. You're like, oh, they won. And Dave and I are like, oh, well, that didn't go the way we wanted. Well, we'll do a bonus round. Bonus round? I love bonus rounds. And they do a bonus round, and it really doesn't matter because everybody knows that the other girl is going to be the one that wins, and she takes off her top, and then we're done. You look flabbergasted by this whole thing. It was
so
great.
Can you laugh at strippers?
Yes. So the answer is you can laugh at strippers because I was laughing and there were strippers. See? How fun is that? Okay. So we did that. We laughed at strippers. And I would say, by the way, strip comedy, go see it. Good stuff. I didn't get any pictures. They wouldn't let me take pictures. I don't know why, by the way.
You always are trying to take pictures.
I would like to take pictures. I'm always trying to take pictures. What does that mean, Melissa? Why would you
No,
that?
I mean... I'm just saying that whenever
yeah,
we're
that
out,
should be a comment.
Whenever we're out and about, whenever you're out and about, you're just, you know, you're always trying to take pictures.
Mm.
And sometimes it's at shows where they say, no photography, and then you're like trying to take pictures.
I'm texting. yes, Jacob.
Shannon would like to know.
That is not a.
Who's giving you a ride home tonight?
Tonight? That's not what he said. He said, who's giving Scott a ride home?
Who's giving Scott a ride home?
Right now? Yeah. I'm fine. Shannon, you and me have to have a little talk. I remember a time once when Shannon came to one of our meetups. Hundreds of people. We were in the rum bar.
That's true.
Oh, God, it was a lovely evening. It was summertime, I believe.
It's true.
There were many people there from all ilks, from many states. Some of them from Minnesota.
It's true.
The land of 10,000 lakes. Chilly there almost all the time. And I brought him warmth. I brought him love.
And it's because of that that he's caring and compassionate and worried about your well-being.
Or he forgets many things. Shannon, I love you, brother. But please, for the love of God, give me a digital hug, which is two brackets. I don't know what that is. Okay, so then we got done with strip comedy. Which, again, I recommend. Go see it. Fun. Again, this is an improv thing. It's not somebody who's going to give you...
I love improv.
Yeah, so do I, because it really... You really get to see people who killed. As a matter of fact, we saw... One of the guys there was a guy who we saw at Anthony Padilla's show. Remember the bald guy?
Yeah, yeah.
So he was on one of the teams. And he did very well. David recognized him. He was very good. There were six people, three on each team. There was a handful, maybe two... Or three who stood out. So it really is a lot of fun. I hope they do well there. And now this is the same room that I also saw the next place.
Oh, you just stayed there.
Well, we didn't stay there because it was like an hour apart. But then we went and saw music.
You had a very busy, action-packed weekend, didn't you?
I love music. So I told you last week we talked about the new Jazz Testament over at Cosmopolitan. It was awesome.
Yep.
Loved it.
It was wonderful.
I found another big band. I love big band. I love it.
I know you do.
Pop Evolution. Now, this is interesting. So what you end up finding out if you watch this group or these people for a while is you've got, you know, Lon Bronson and David Perico. Who I met through Chris Phillips. I think he was the musical director for Chris Phillips' Vintage Vegas show. He dated Molly Taylor for a while. He's a trumpet player. Last time I saw him before this thing, he was at the Lon Bronson show, and he was playing trumpet. I'm like, God, you are a killer. You're amazing. I mean, amazing. He's like, well, I got my own band. I'm like, woo, what? Pop Evolution. Well, can I go? Yeah, sure. So we went. Now, we brought a bunch of people for this show. Dave and Alicia and me were already together. We added who? Jacob, Sally, and Cheryl. All of them.
I know. It sounded like a lot of fun. I was a little sad I wasn't there.
It was really fun. So we watched this.
How big is the band?
Well, actually, Cheryl did a Facebook post. She goes, I think I counted 20 people up there.
Seriously?
Yeah, so let's take a picture, a far shot of this, and let's see if we can get an idea. This is big band stuff. This is exactly what I dig. So you got your singer. You've got, there's Dave. David's
wow, there
the guy
are
wearing,
a lot of people up there.
Yeah, Dave's the guy wearing the hat. You've got our gal playing violin. You've probably got four sax, bass, two guitars. Probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 4 brass, and then 1, 2, 3, 4 trumpet. So whatever that adds up to.
Who's singing there?
It's a gal from Vegas. I think it's from Vegas the Show. I think she's from Vegas the Show. I forget, to be honest with you.
There is a blonde in that show that sings a lot.
Then I think that's her. What do you got, Jacob?
I believe her name was Shannon Smith. I remember correctly. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe it's Shannon Smith.
I think that she is the girl that's in Vegas the Show, too.
Okay,
I
good.
Think.
Yeah, yeah. So what was neat about this, first of all, this is a great venue. We've talked about this venue before. This is where Stifler played, which was the Frankie Moreno thing. This is where the strip comedy thing was just at. And now you've got this band. So it's a really nice room, dark. It's not the tiered kind of thing that you see like at Ovation and other places. It's all, you know, same floors, a little bit of booth in the back. Then we are up in a different location. It's usually the VIP kind of thing. One step up, bunch of booths and tables and stuff. But it's a great room. Small,
well, and there were a lot
intimate.
Of people in there too.
It was packed. He's got a lot. What's nice about the music community here is there's a lot of support. So everybody kind of supports each other. But
I was just gonna say, what kind of music? Big band?
Well, no. So what they Pop Evolution. So what it is, they've got big band instrumentation, but they're playing pop tunes.
Like what? Give me an example.
Jacob.
What?
What were they playing?
At Pop Evolution.
Uh-huh.
250624 by Chicago was the last song.
Last song.
I think they also played.
Well, it's not.
70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah, they're all over the place. They did.
Probably like pop, like top favorite, 40 songs during those eras.
My all time favorite song ever in high school, or one of them was Double Vision. They did a big band version of Double Vision.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Gosh, they had the guitar player. They had two guitar players, one of which, what was neat? Okay, oh, God, so many things to talk about these guys. They're so interesting. As they would solo throughout the different things, which is what, you know, big bands kind of do and jazz bands do, they would say, you know, this is, you know, Joe Smith from the Terry Fader band. This is, you know, from the Human Nature band. This is from, I mean, these guys are all, they're all killers. The drummer was a monster. Same drummer that played with the new Jazz Testament, the people we saw at Cosmo.
Right.
Now, at that gig, he didn't really get to stretch. I mean, it's a chilled kind of vibe.
Right.
Man, this guy was really good. I mean, he had a couple solo opportunities, and he crushed it. Just crushed it.
How long was their show?
Geez, Jacob, how long do you think it was? About an hour and a half, maybe?
That show was just about 2 hours, because I think we left right at, we got there, it started at 11, and I think it was over just around 1 o'clock.
So is this going to be a regular show there? Or?
Yeah, I'm not really sure on the frequency of this. I think he's played there, David and his band has played there before. I'm not sure how often they play. I mean, clearly this property is very into that group. As a matter of fact, we had a guy from the, what were they called? The Santa Fe and the Fat City Horns, right?
Yep.
They play there every Monday. They're playing there tonight, as a matter of fact. So you've got this kind of big band or, I don't know what you call it, performance band kind of thing going there a lot. It's pretty cool. What was important to me was the camaraderie of the musicians. So there's a lot of guys who play in a bunch of different bands. It's fun to watch people watch other people solo.
But they all know each other, and they're all really super supportive.
Also, I said, the guitar players, two guitar players, one with the long ponytail, he played in the Lon Bronson band. He got a lot more feature in the Lon Bronson band, but he did, do you remember that last song? Oh, Whipping Post. He did Whipping Post, and he just is amazing. I mean, it's just, the guy's a fucking killer. These guys are all killers. So there's a couple more of our pictures, and we've only seen one, right? Yeah, so actually that's that bass player who was, you know, amazing. That was his first gig with him.
Wow.
First time, he's like, yeah, I'll play. Now, don't take that picture. Right off his nose, you see the guy with the, it looks like the long hair.
The glasses?
Yeah. He plays in Lon Bronson's band. This guy is like Maynard Ferguson. He hits high notes on trumpets that just really shouldn't be hit. It's amazing how good this guy is. Other picture? Yeah, nice shot from the other side. By the way, I want to thank Sarge Scheffer, who I saw walking around taking pictures. I reached out to him today and said, hey, can I take some of your shots? Because my shots were crap. He's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Very cool. So you can see, I mean, this is a good, what was the gal's name again, the singer?
Shannon Smith,
Shannon.
I think.
So you can see Shannon, they're doing the right, the thing that jazz bands do. And that is when somebody solos, everybody looks at them. And I just love that vibe. It's such a supportive vibe. Other pick? I had a violin gal there. She she didn't get really featured until the very end, and then she crushed it. I mean, it was really, and a flugelhorn. God, I love flugelhorns, man. And French horn. Flugelhorn, French horn, violin, front solo. You're like, oh, what is this? Crappy orchestra stuff? No. This was awesome music stuff.
You know, when we talked, you were really excited about this.
It was just, it was such a great band. The guy playing guitar or piano there, I don't think you can really see him. So I talked to him afterwards. He's 22 years old. He's studying at UNLV. He studied with David. David's I think he's an adjunct professor there of music. And I've seen him. He played, I think maybe it was not Lon Bronson, but he played with Chris's band, the Vintage Vegas band, and he's a killer. I mean, he's really good, and he's really nice and sweet, and you know, oh gosh, it's great to be here. You're about to be a star, big fella. God bless your little heart. So it was. This is neat. I have been immersed in music lately, and it's been lovely. And I think that tourists don't get to see this.
Well, you don't know. You know, if they only play, you know, periodically, and you don't get a following going because you're, you know what I mean, of visitors coming.
Yep.
You know, locals will know about them because of, like, guys like you, right? But if you're coming from out of town, let's say from England, and even, you know, you don't hear of this person or this band, and they only play once, you know, every 2 months or whatever, you know, you don't really get to know.
I think it's great. I think this...
It's like underground.
Well, you know, when we were in the Bay Area, it's a huge jazz vibe in the Bay Area. I mean, it's huge. And I was, you know, somewhat connected to it. But I like this vibe better. There's more opportunity.
Well, I think it's
here.
Very creative. I think the idea of taking big band and playing, like, you know, pop songs from whatever, you know, the 80s or 70s or whatever.
Yeah, it's clever.
Like, I like that kind of combination.
Yeah, I'm not doing him justice, to be honest with you. I didn't write down all the songs like a journalist does. I just wanted to be in the moment and dig what he was doing.
Well, that's good. You were there to relax and enjoy it. That's what you should have done.
Yeah, so I didn't write down every song he did. But I will tell you this. It was so much fun. David is an amazing performer in and of himself.
Yeah.
And the support was there. Chandler sat up right next to us to support what was going on there. I mean, so everybody is really into it. I mean, I'm sure there is some, I don't know, infighting, I guess, but I'm not really seeing it, which is heartwarming. You want to see that with musicians. It's nice to see. And these guys are all very, very good. I mean, they're amazingly good. It's unbelievably good how some of these guys are. And we're privileged to be able to listen to this kind of performance.
Yeah.
These kind of performances. So if you get a chance, if you're a local, there's really no excuse not to sniff these guys out. Find out where they are and go support them because they want your support. And if you're a tourist and you want to kind of not do the, you know, what everybody else is doing.
Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, and I don't have anything against Cirque du Soleil. We're going to talk about their new show. And I had an opportunity to go to their new show a couple weeks ago. Where I'm going to wait and go with Jackie and you. We're going to talk about it. I can't wait to go. Oh, by the way. We're going to wrap up with this idea. So Saturday, we're going to go see those guys. I forget what date it is. The next day, I have to drink clear liquids.
Yes.
The day after that, I get my colonoscopy. Well, this is
right.
Going to be great.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
You're being a grown-up.
I don't want to be a grown-up. I want to have a nice butt and not be a grown-up.
We have to...
Safe butt.
No.
Not nice butt.
You got to
go. Safe butt.
You got to
go. I'm Mr. Safe Butt. All right, that's enough. All right, we're done. Go see David Perico and his amazing band, Papa Evolution. Go see all the guys that we've talked about because they're a bunch of killers. Don't go to the 150 door that you see for that because it's a secret. Go. But I think your best bet maybe not to be set at the bar. Maybe go down and let the people help you. Dig the jazz, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Get out and about.
Next week, we're not going to be here next week. We're going to be going to a town.
It's Thanksgiving week.
Well, that's why. We're going to go away?
Yeah.
We're going to go away and eat turkey, and I'm going to go swimming in my pool. I bet I don't. I got a jacuzzi.
You could do that.
I had to save our pool a couple days ago.
You're over. You'll have to tell me about that later.
Okay. All right. That's it. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you guys. I didn't give contact information because you know how to get a hold of us. All right. We'll see you guys next week or 2 weeks. Hard to say. Bye.